farms.
With the above average temps and dry conditions this year and earlier than usual harvest is expected, Peterson Farm Seed lead agronomist Rick Swenson says these conditions impacted the corn.
The plant was mining the minerals out of there, basically everything out of the plant all the way up to the ear the last couple weeks, and he probably saw a lot of those plants turning brown all the way up. And then now we were gone last week and I came home and everything is top dieback on everything the whole way across the state of North Dakota and even in Minnesota. And so there's added stress from that, and a lot of those nutrients got sucked out of the stocks, and that's my concern right now, especially is getting that list put together of what you need to get after and potentially take off earlier than you would plan anyway.
Swenson says the harvest will be about 2 weeks ahead of the norm.
I always talk about big iron as being kind of the time when a 0.8 soybean up here starts to turn, and they're starting to turn right now here on the first. So just get out in the fields right now and put a list together. We actually had, I talked to a guy yesterday, and he had 29% 85-day corn already. So get out there and see what you got.
During the Peterson Farm Seed Field Day, Swenson emphasized a back-to-basics approach, including seeding depth and planting speed.
North Dakota.